Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Randy Goulter. Good morning, Pastor Goulter.
Good morning.
We've had a few conversations about the Reformation, and now we're at a point where we're starting to see stuff. See on the web, the web page launched just yesterday. Excited about talking about Reformation Day 2017, the 500th anniversary of that pinnacle, that very changing moment in history, celebrating that in 2017. What is the Reformation all about?
Yeah, the website did launch yesterday, LutheranReformation.org, and we're very excited about that. Of course, not all the resources that we will have available are there at the very beginning. They'll be resourced out and distributed over the months. And school ministries will start in January 2016, and people are working on that. But in terms of what the Reformation is about, I've been talking about for a while, and others too, not me specifically, but that it's a pastoral care issue, a preaching issue. But I found a citation in the Apology written by Melanchthon, Article 27 on the monastic vows. And this just gives you a flavor of the Reformation fathers and the driving issue that they saw. And here's Melanchthon. O Christ, how long will you endure these insults upon your gospel? In the confession, which would be the Augsburg Confession, we said that the forgiveness of sins is received freely on account of Christ through faith. If this is not the very voice of the gospel, if it is not the statement of the eternal Father, which you, who are close to the Father's heart, John 1:18, have revealed to the world, then the charge against us is true. But your death is a witness, your resurrection is a witness, the Holy Spirit is a witness, the entire church is your witness, that it is truly the heart of the gospel that we receive the forgiveness of sins, not on account of our merits, but on account of you through faith. So, I mean, it's quite spectacular, I think. And in the midst of him writing this, he breaks out into a petition to Jesus and praise this, is this not true? And then he goes to the heart of the gospel, to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus himself as the very witness that we receive the forgiveness of sins, not on account of our merit or works, but on account of faith in Christ. That's the heart of the Reformation. And that's why it's still all about Jesus, really.
It's still all about Jesus. I like that theme. It's still all about Jesus. What are some of the things that we'll learn over the next 747 days, 16 hours, 16 minutes, and 30 seconds?
You're looking on the website.
What are some of the things that we'll do? Will help us learn? Maybe help us serve? Help us to grow?
Well, one of the things I'm doing personally is I've dedicated myself to reading every day, rereading the Book of Concord straight through. And I would challenge all our readers out there to do the same. I started out with the Large Catechism, and then I did the Epitome, the Sola Declaration. I've read the Augsburg Confession, and now obviously I'm in the Apology. But it's quite delightful, because what I just read is throughout the Book of Concord, and it's the Reformers were concerned for people, their clean consciences, mm-hmm. and to keep it clean. It's a pastoral concern. So people will rejoice and be strengthened in their faith if they do this. Another delightful resource that will be people be able to download off the website is we're working with Dr. Daniel Harmelick and Concordia Historical Institute, and they're writing 25 profiles on Faces of the Reformation, so that each month there'll be a new face or profile that is available on the website. And it's written for a bulletin insert, a half-sheet bulletin insert. There'll be a Bible study with it. And then, of course, you and I've talked about that KFUO is going to be interviewing experts. So there'll be an audio file on that particular character. So I think this is quite delightful, actually, so that our brother pastors will be able, you know, once a month or whether they want to collect them and do a series of them, a bulletin insert, a Bible study, and an audio file. The audio file could be perhaps used as a teaser for the Bible study, or maybe supplemental after, or even during. So this is this will be quite delightful, I think.
Sure, this will be just a like you said, threefold approach to helping us learn about history and some of these faces, these personalities from the Reformation, and how God's mercy worked in their lives, and what does that mean for us today as well?
Yeah, it's spectacular. We're looking forward to, and I don't remember if we've said this before in our conversations, but the first opening worship service for at least Synod anyway, and many entities will be planning, and we thank the good Lord for this, the Concordia universities and districts. But our first celebration will be here in St. Louis at Concordia Seminary in November of 2016. So we're just beginning to plan that. There'll be sermons available for that for pastors to consider. That will be emphasizing Luther's birth. Then in February of 2017 will be another time to mark the historic Reformation. That'll be Luther's death. I've been looking at some of the things that his pastor, Bugenhagen, wrote in terms of his funeral sermon at Luther's death, and also what Melanchthon wrote. Very interesting to see what his colleagues thought of Luther when he died. And they saw him as a preacher of the gospel and an interpreter of the scriptures. And I thought, what higher honor than that? If when we die, somebody understands us as a proclaimer of the gospel and an interpreter of the scriptures. Then in June of 2017 will be the Augsburg Confession. And then, of course, the fall of 2017 will be the 95 Theses. So that's kind of the layout. Certainly with the launch of the Reformation, we see people are starting to think a lot more like, how can we celebrate this? And again, the emphasis, let's not just do it in-house, but let's, everyone who has ears to hear, let's tell people about the Savior.
And how might we do that? What are some ways, some things with this Reformation emphasis that we might serve our community, engage our community? What are some things that will help us do that along the way?
Well, delightfully, in partnership with Lutheran Church Extension Fund and Thrivent, we've put forth available $1 million worth of grants that people can apply for now up through November the 15th, up to $25,000 each. And the idea is to help our churches and circuits and districts and recognize service or organizations to be able to do projects that wed together witness and mercy as outreach to the community. And that it's called Stand With Your Community Grants. And so people, that's on the LutheranReformation.org website. The application is there. The Q&A sheet is there for people who want to have more information. And we're receiving applications right now. I think we're up to around 65 applications right now. So we encourage everybody to throw their investment in there in terms of see what they want to do and be creative. A higher priority would be something new, but also it could be an enhanced ongoing program as well.
So there are opportunities for congregations, for circuits, for schools, universities, districts, recognized service organizations to who can apply for these grants to serve their community. It's called the Stand With Your Community grant, right?
Correct.
And so these are grants to help us engage and serve our communities.
Yes. So the idea is, I mean, the kingdom of God is ever, or Wilhelm Lea, a Lutheran pastor, said that the church is ever in motion. So the church is ever in motion, and pastors preaching and the sacraments being distributed, and the lay people living in their vocations with with Christ in their heart. Their bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and they live a distinctive flavor or aroma of life with mercy. And so that movement is ever ongoing. The church is ever going, creeping out into the world.
So the Stand With Your Community grant is certainly one way of helping us learn and serve in this time up through as we prepare for Reformation Day 2017. Other things, you mentioned some resources, the faces of the Reformation, other things that we might find on the website that might be helpful to us?
There's things coming for Sunday school, a flannel graph, and these kind of things will be coming. I can't remember the date right now. It might be the next summer. That will be provided. There's also a public documentary, 2-hour documentary, that is being produced by producers Trinkline and Betcher. And that's going to be brand new shooting and footage and interviews. And that will be spectacular, too, in terms that when it comes, that pastors will be able to use that for Bible studies, particularly in the fall of 2017.
What about, I see something here on the website about a hymn competition.
Yes, we're people have already submitted to us some hymns. And this suggestion actually came like last winter time and got us thinking. We thought it would be a great opportunity to use this 500th anniversary market as a hymn competition. So people can look on the LutheranReformation.org, and there's a way, instructions there, how they can apply to send in their hymn. And let's see what will happen. We're excited about that.
What are we looking for in this hymn competition? What are we hoping will come out of this hymn writing competition?
Well, we can use it for some of the four celebrative events. Certainly that could be the case, and for the church to use it throughout. So we're excited about that. We haven't talked about it all in terms of what emphasis or anything. I think just let the writers be creative on that.
Mm-hmm. I see some notes here on the website to help guide hymn writers in working toward that. Some of the Reformation themes that might be included or might consider: the proclamation of Christ and his saving work, the primacy of Scripture, justification by grace alone, salvation through faith alone, the gospel, the sacraments, and new life in Christ.
Mm-hmm. I think even if you look at Lutheran service book and the way the hymns are divided up, you could even go through through the seasons of the church year,
sure,
or the subjects of Redeemer or the church or mission or end times. That could guide some of the authors too, composers.
Very good. Well, we have the hymn competition. You mentioned the documentary. Anything else that we might find on the website? Anything else you want to point us to as we're looking forward to Reformation 2017?
I can't think of it. Well, you can look at the website, and there's history, lots of history information. There's theology and wonderful things to point people to in terms of the Book of Concord and more reading and discussion. And we haven't got it going yet, but it's soon to come up. There'll be blog posts, three a week. And so people will be able to keep engaged in various aspects of of the Reformation theology and history. We're excited about that. That's not up and running yet, though.
The one of the first items in the history section here on LutheranReformation.org, Verbum Domine manit in aeternum. Mm.
The word of God endures forever. Mm-hmm.
This is the motto of the Reformation. This is one of the you can even see a little a drawing that that the VDMA in a cross that that was used as the motto of many during the Reformation.
Yeah, you think of what Jesus preaches in John 6, I believe 6:63, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. And so, you know, the history of the Lutheran Church is that, you know, you can't corrupt the word, you can't dilute the word, you can't pollute the word. The word is our very life. It's the very voice of God, the vivo vox Jesu, the living voice of Jesus. So, and this is where it just reminded me, part of this Reformation celebration is this Preach the Word project, that it's an opportunity for our pastors and for our lay people to honor the Reformation, since the Word is our life, and preaching was core and central to the Reformation. It's a project whereby our brother pastors can form into a triad, a basic group, and commit themselves to take training modules, educational models over the internet, and also involve their laity will be an aspect. So there'll be immediate feedback that the laity are learning in terms of what should I be listening for in a sermon. Yeah. So we think this is a wonderful opportunity if our brother pastors can improve on their craft of preaching law and gospel, and if our laity can understand better in their vocation of hearing the word. So we're excited about that. The first module will be available fall of 2016, so it'll be right after the Synodical Convention. I envision that circuits may want to use this as a circuit topic, circuit studies.
Winkles.
When I'm at Winkles, but the triad design, it's not geographically bound. So let's say that I have a friend in Oregon and one in New Jersey. The three of us would bind ourselves together to be committed to improve our preaching. And all of this is, it's not about us pastors. It's for the sake of God's sheep, which is God's concern.
Because it's still all about Jesus.
Still all about Jesus. That's very true.
LutheranReformation.org is the website. You can find resources, some neat things there, really helpful things as we look forward to observing, celebrating the Reformation in 2017. The Reverend Randy Golter, thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Timothy Behnke from St. John Lutheran Church in Marion Spring, Michigan. You are listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.